Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 13, Brahma Stealing the Boys and Calves, Text 54. Satya Jnana Nantananda. Madhrika Rasa Murtayaha. Asprishta Buri Mahatmyam. Madhya. Api Upanishadrisham. Satya. Eternal. Jnana. Having full knowledge. Ananta. Unlimited. Ananda. Fully blissful. Matra. Only. Ekarasa. Always existing. Murtayaha. Forms. Aprishta Buri Mahapnya. Whose great glory is not touched. Api. Even. He. Because. Upanishad Drisham. By those jnanis who are engaged in studying the Upanishads. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The Vishnumurtis all had eternal, unlimited forms, full of knowledge and bliss, existing beyond the influence of time. Their great glory was not even to be touched by the jnanis engaged in studying the Upanishads. Purport. Mere Shastra Jnana, or knowledge in the Vedas, does not help anyone understand the personality of Godhead. Only one who is favored or shown mercy by the Lord can understand him. This is also explained in the Upanishads, Mundaka Upanishad 3:2-3. Nayam Atma Pravat Chainena Labdya Labdyo Na Medasa Na Bahuna Shutena Yam Evaisha Vrinute Tena Labhas Tasyaisha Atma Vrinute Tanuswam. Supreme Lord is not obtained by expert explanations, by vast intelligence, or even by much hearing. He is obtained only by one whom he himself chooses. To such a person, he manifests his own form. One description given of Brahma is Satyam Brahma Ananda Rupa. Brahman is the absolute truth and complete Ananda, or bliss. The forms of Vishnu, the Supreme Brahman, were one, but they were manifested differently. The followers of the Upanishads, however, cannot understand the varieties manifested by Brahman. This proves that Brahman and Paramatma can actually be understood only through devotion, as confirmed by the Lord Himself in Srimad Bhagavatam. Bhaktyaham Ekaya Grayaha. Bhagavatam 11:14-21. To establish that Brahman indeed has transcendental form, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur gives various quotations from the Shastras. In the Shweta Sutara Upanishad 3:8, the Supreme is described as Aditya Varnam Tamasa Parastat. He whose self-manifest form is luminous like the sun and transcendental to the darkness of ignorance. Ananda matram ajaram puranam eka santam bahuda drishyamanam. Supreme Lord is the Supreme is blissful, no tinge of unhappiness. Although he is the oldest, he never ages, And although one, he is experienced in different forms. Sarve nitya shasvatas na dehas tasya paramatmanaha. All the forms of that Supreme Person are eternal. Mahavaraha Purana. Supreme Person has a form with hands and legs and other personal features, but his hands and legs are not material. Bhaktas know that the form of Krishna or Brahman is not at all material. Rather, Brahman has a transcendental form, and when one is absorbed in it, being fully developed in bhakti, one can understand him. Premanjana Charita Bhakti Vilochanena. The Mayavadis, however, cannot understand how this transcendental form, for they think that it is material. Transcendental forms of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in his person are so great that the impersonal followers of the Upanishads cannot reach the platform of knowledge to understand them. Particularly the transcendental form of the Lord. Transcendental forms of the Lord are beyond the reach of the impersonalists, who can only understand through the studies of the Upanishads that the Absolute Truth is not matter and that the Absolute Truth is not materially restricted by limited potency. Yet although Krishna cannot be seen through the Upanishads, in some places it is said that Krishna can in fact be known in this way. Upanishadam Purusham. He is known by the Upanishads. This means that when one is purified by Vedic knowledge, one is then allowed to enter into the devotional understanding. Mad Bhaktim Lavate Param. Tatscharadana Munaya Jnana Vairagi Yuktaya Pashantyatmani Tatmanam Bhaktiya Shuddha Grihitaya. The seriously inquisitive student or sage, well equipped with knowledge and detachment, realizes the Absolute Truth by rendering service, by rendering devotional service, in terms of what he has heard from the Vedanta Shruti, Bhagavatam 1.2.12. The word Shruta Grihitaya refers to Vedanta knowledge, not sentimentality. Shruta Grihitaya is sound knowledge. Lord Vishnu, Brahma, thus realized, is the reservoir of all truth, knowledge, and bliss. He is the combination of these three transcendental features. And he is the object of worship for the followers of the Upanishads. Brahma realized that all the different forms of cows, boys, and calves transformed into Vishnu forms were not transformed by mysticism of the type that a yogi or a demigod can display by specific powers invested in him. The cows, calves, and boys transformed into Vishnu Murtis or Vishnu forms were not displays of Vishnu Maya or Vishnu energy, but were Vishnu himself. The respective qualifications of Vishnu and Vishnu Maya are just like those of fire and heat. In heat, there is the qualification of fire, namely warmth, and yet heat is not fire. The manifestation of the Vishnu forms of the boys and cows were not like heat, but rather like the fire. They were all actually Vishnu. Factually, the qualification of Vishnu is full truth, full knowledge, and full bliss. Another example may be given with material objects, which may be reflected in many, many forms. For example, the sun is reflected in many water pots. But the reflections of the sun in many pots are not actually the sun. There is actually no heat and light from the sun in the pot. Although in appearance as the sun, though it appears as the sun, but each and every one of these of the forms Krishna assumed was fully Vishnu. We should discuss the Srimad Bhagavatam daily as much as possible, and then everything will be clarified. For Bhagavatam is the essence of all Vedic literature. Nigama Kalpataror Galitam Palam. It was written by Vyasadeva Mahamuni Krite when he was self-realized. Thus, the more we read the Srimad Bhagavatam, the more its knowledge becomes clear. Each and every verse is transcendental. So the verse again. Satya Jnana Anantananda Madrikai Rasa Murtayaha Aprishta Buri Mahapnyam Api Ya Upanishadrisham. The Vishnu Murtis all had eternal, unlimited forms, full of knowledge and bliss, existing beyond the influence of time. Their great glory was not even to be touched by the Jnanis engaged in studying the Upanishads. Krishna is revealing his forms to Lord Brahma. And each one of the cowherd boys, calves, and cows transformed into a form of Vishnu. We can understand that. Although Vishnu has four arms and certain characteristics, but still he's an individual person also, all the different Vishnu forms. Although they're Krishna, they have their individual characteristics. Just like Vishnu sometimes, in different Vishnu forms, he has his conch shell, wheel, club, and lotus flower in different hands. That way you can tell which the form is. But Krishna doesn't reveal himself to just anyone, as it says here, only to one he chooses. But that doesn't mean that Krishna is biased towards some, or he throws up a coin to figure out who he chooses. No, bhakti mam abhijananti yavanyas chasmi tattvataha titomam tattvagyo kyatva vishite tat anantaram. One could understand me as the Supreme Personality of Godhead only by devotional service, and when one is fully engaged in devotional service, then he can enter into the mysteries of my understanding. So what is devotional service? That's explained in many places that pure devotional service has six different stages, which we've gone over before. Let's see if anyone can remember what the first two stages are of pure devotional service. You always have to speak louder. Is that the loudest you can speak? That's good. Yes, Kleshagni and Shubhada. What does that mean?
Well, Kleshagni means Shubhada is auspiciousness. Devotional service brings auspiciousness. Agni is fire. Kleshagni was the burning, getting rid of it.
What does the word Klesha mean?
I'm trying to remember.
And I'm trying to help you remember.
The burning.
No, that's Agni is burning.
Yeah. Burning of material desires.
Anyone know what Klesha means?
Like some fight or something like this.
We're talking Sanskrit. Klesha Agni. Well, you might think Agni is removal of sinful reactions. Klesha Agni. And that's good. Anyhow, okay. Pretty good. Did better than anyone else. And what's it? And this, that's at the stage of what? What are the three stages that are mentioned in the Nectar Devotion? Devotional service in, which is devotional service in practice, then what else? What's that? Yes, devotional service in practice, devotional service in ecstasy, and devotional service in love of God. So what are the two qualifications? Two qualities of devotional service in ecstasy. I'll give the first one. Moksha lagu krit. What does that mean? Yes. And the next one? Yes, Sudurlava. Israeli achieved. And in Prema Bhakti, in love of God. Sundarananda Vishatma and Krishna Karshini, which means? Who's Krishna? What does Krishna Karshini mean? It's the only means to attract Krishna. And Sundarananda Vishak Atma. Ananda, what does that mean? Our professor here.
This Ananda is a bliss.
How much bliss?
Condensed.
Yes, condensed. Sundarananda. Vishak Atma. Condensed bliss. So much bliss that you don't even know there's a material world anymore. You're actually in the spiritual world. So what stage does Krishna reveal himself? Pure devotional service. Anya bilasita shunyam jnana karma diravritam anukulyena krishna nu shilanam bhakti uttama. So that's the definition of pure devotional service. What's that definition? What does that mean? Anya bilasita shunyam.
Without any material desire, like only to serve Krishna.
Yes, shunya, the absence of any material. This definite and jnana karma iravritam. Yeah, and other kinds of activities, fruit of activities, mental speculation, mystic power. Anukulyena, what does anukulyena mean?
Without any material desire, just to serve Krishna.
Favorable.
Yes, favorable towards Krishna. Anukulyena. Krishna anu. What does Krishna anu mean?
Onto Krishna.
Yes. Anukulyena Krishna. Shilanam bhakti uttama. Shilanam. Following what? One is anukulyena, favorable to Krishna, and the other is what?
Activities calling out how Krishna desires.
Authorized activities. Yeah. Authorized. So activities that are authorized and they're favorable. So authorized, and how long are you supposed to do anukulyena? Shilanam bhakti uttama. So, what verse in Bhagavad Gita says something similar? So many verses say something similar. What's the most famous one? Tesham sadatam yuktanam bhajantam priti purvakam tadami buddhi yogam tam yena mamu vyantite. So, which is Tesham sadatam yuktanam in this anu?
Always chanting my glories.
Satatam. What does satatam mean? Yuktanam. Connected to devotional service.
Always endeavoring with determination.
Yeah, anyhow, you're mixing up here. Yeah. Tesha, for those who are constantly devoted to worshiping with love. So what's the constantly devoted in anyaba yilasita shunyam jnana karmita avrita? Which one would be constantly devoted? You only have two, so take a guess. Ananda. Is anyaba yilasita shunyam jnana karmita avrita? So what would make you constantly devoted to Krishna without deviation? It would be jnana karma didavritam. If you have no other desire, you have no other activity, then you must be constantly devoted to Krishna. That's how you bhakti mam abhijananti. And then favorably, with enthusiasm, te priti purvakam, then you have no other desire but love Krishna, loving Krishna. And the other is partially anukulyena, favorably would be anyabhilasita shunyam and priti purvakam. And the other one is anushilanam, do only activities which are authorized. Not jnana, not karma, not yoga, but only authorized activities. So that's pure devotional service. And only by that pure devotional service, Krishna says, didami buddhi yogam tam. He gives what?
He gives the intelligence.
Yes, spiritual intelligence, buddhi yoga. He brings one to the platform. And then when Krishna sees that one is 100% interested in Krishna, then what does he do? Tesham eva nukambhartam ahama jnana jam tamaha nashamyam yapavavashto jnana dipena bhashvata. Then Krishna reveals himself in the heart of the devotee, and Krishna, as the devotee surrenders to Krishna, so Krishna also surrenders to the devotee. So Krishna becomes the property of the devotee. So Krishna doesn't reveal himself so easily, because otherwise he only reveals himself to one who's qualified with pure devotional service. So is Krishna revealing himself to Brahma here? Fully? Well, he's showing his Vishnu forms. He's showing all kinds of different, but doesn't mean necessarily that Brahma is fully appreciating out of love. Many persons have seen Vishnu, like Daksha also, Vishnu came riding on the back of Garuda, but he asked for unlimited sex life. Obviously, he didn't get the point. He also revealed himself to Kamsa. Not only that, he embraced Kamsa. Touched his chest. But it wasn't lovingly. He killed him. So he constantly didn't get exactly the point either. So anyhow, bhakti is the actual point. And then Krishna reveals, if one has bhakti, then what's the quality that Krishna, why does Krishna reveal himself if one has bhakti? What is the quality in prema bhakti? Krishna akarshini. It's the only means to attract Krishna. Krishna becomes attracted to his devotee. So therefore, Krishna is attracted to the devotee, then there's no problem. Then obviously he's going to reveal himself to the devotee. Any questions about this so far? So there's a process of developing this bhakti, of becoming steadier in devotional service, with more enthusiasm. So it goes from adau, shara, tata, soda, sangha, tyavajna, kriya, anartha, nivriti, syat, tato, nishta, ruchis, tata, tata, bhavas, tato, prema, tata, vyacham, tato. Sada kanamayam premna, sadhu, brave, bhavat, krama. So in the beginning, there's some faith. What is faith according to Bhagavad Gita? Of course, I can just sit here and just say all these things and you wouldn't listen to me anyhow. So therefore, we're trying to find out what you know. What is the definition of faith in Bhagavad Gita? Shravan labhate jnanam tatpara samatendriya jnana labha param shantim atrena adigachiti. Sharavan, what does sharavan mean? What does shara mean? Mukunda. It's where you give your heart. It's your faith. Van, what does van mean? Van means to possess. Just like Bhagavan is one who possesses bhag or opulence. Jnanavan, one who possesses knowledge. So Shravan is one who has faith. Shravan labhate, what does labhate mean? Attains. Shravan labhate jnana. Shravan labhate jnana. What is jnana? Shravan labhate jnana. Tatpara samatendriya. One who controls his senses and develops knowledge, then he becomes a Shravan. Shravan labhate jnana. One who obtains labhate jnana. Tatpara samatendriya. And controls senses. The faithful person who's absorbed in transcendental knowledge and who subdues his senses, what happens to him? He gets a lot of prasadam to eat. If it's not a fast day. Shravan labhate jnana, tat param samatendriya. Jnana labha param shantim. What is param shantim? What does param mean? Yeah, it's from Acharena Digachati. He attains to me. Sharavan Labhate Jnana, Tat Para Samatendriya, Jnana Labha, he obtains Paramsha, the eternal peace, and Acharena Digachati, and he comes to me. He attains Brahman and he attains Krishna. So one who seduces a faithful person who's absorbed in transcendental knowledge and has seduced his senses quickly attains the supreme transcendental peace. And what is Prabhupada said is the definition of a person who's faithful. What does he do? What does he think? Simply by chanting Hare Krishna and performing devotional service, he'll get everything. He'll attain everything. Simple. That's what that's our problem, is we're not so simple. Yeah, sure, right. Just chant Hare Krishna and do devotional service and everything will be solved. Nah, forget it. I got so many other things to do. It's my mind. My mind. It's telling me to do all these other things. I got to do all these other things. So faith is, let's see how accurate I was in the definition. We'll read it directly from Prabhupada's. So what chapter was that? Take a guess. There's a chapter called Transcendental Knowledge. Could it be there? So Prabhupada writes here, such knowledge in Krishna consciousness can be achieved by faithful persons who believes firmly in Krishna. One is called a faithful man who thinks that simply by acting in Krishna consciousness he can obtain the highest perfection. This faith is obtained by discharge of devotional service, by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, which cleanses one's heart of all material dirt. Over and above this, one should control the senses. A person who is faithful to Krishna and who controls the senses can easily attain perfection in the knowledge of Krishna without delay. So that's what it's saying here, the Upanishads. We read the Upanishads, etc. Then we can get transcendental knowledge. And if we come to the conclusion of the Upanishads, that we should chant Hare Krishna, engage our senses fully in the devotional service, then we'll reach the highest perfection. What's the verse before? Therefore, the verse before that is, Ihi jnanena sadrisham pavitramiha vidite, tat swayam yogasam siddha kalainatmani vidite. This is a series of verses after Tadvidi Prani Patena Hari Prashnena Sevaya Upade Shanti Te Jnanam Jnaninas Tatvadarshana, which is loud.
The verse number?
No, the verse, translation.
This trying to learn the truth by approaching the spiritual master and inquire from him some Sami and render service unto him. This is not realized so to impart knowledge unto you because they have seen the truth.
Yes. Yajgatvana puna maham evam yasasi pandava yena bhutane sheshani drakshasyatmini atomi. What does that mean? What is the truth? What are you all here for? There's no prasadam today. Could be here for the prasadam. What are you here? What are we trying to achieve? What's that? I just quoted a verse from the Bhagavad Gita. Yes, but what do you see when you have pure devotional service? What do you realize? It's part of what the verse is. And when you've seen the truth, you know that all of the entities are a part of me, and that they're within me and they're mine. So that's part of it, but there's another part of it too. Having obtained real knowledge from a self-realized soul, you'll never again fall into delusion. For by this knowledge, you'll see that all living beings are but part of the Supreme, or in other words, that they are mine. We'll realize everything is Krishna's. We'll realize Krishna. Even apiched sudarachiro, apiched apiched sarvaparpebhyo sarvebhya papakritamaha sarvam jnana planevaiva vrijinan santarishasi. Even if you're considered the most sinful of all sinners, when you're situated in the boat of transcendental knowledge, you'll easily be able to cross over the ocean of misery. So even if we don't feel like reading the Bhagavad Gita, we think, oh, I'm too sinful, I'm too fallen, I'm depressed, I'm in anxiety, I'm not qualified to read the Bhagavad Gita. I'd rather surf the web. No, even if we're sinful, still if we pick up Bhagavad Gita, then we'll apiched sudarachiro bhajante mama nanyabhak. Apiched apipapebhya sarvebhya papakritamaha sarvam jnana planevaiva vrijinam santarishasi. If you're considered the most sinful of all sinners, if you're situated in the boat of transcendental knowledge, you'll easily be able to cross over the ocean miseries. Yathaidam so samridoganira basma sakrutejana ganagni savakarmani basma sakrutejana. As the blazing fire turns firewood to ashes, so does the fire of transcendental knowledge burn to ashes all the reactions of our previous activities. Nahi gyanena sadrisham pavitramiha vidite tatsvayam yogasam siddhakanalai natmini vidite. In this world there's nothing so sublime and pure as transcendental knowledge. Such knowledge is the mature fruit of all mysticism, and one who achieves this achieves himself in due course of time. The self within himself in due course of time. So if we just serve the devotees, especially under the guidance of the acharyas, then all our problems will be solved. Simple. So one of our acharyas is the Dvaita Acharya. And if we serve a Dvaita Acharya's mission, who brought Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda, and the Panchatattva here, so we serve their mission, then our problems will be solved. We'll become Krishna conscious. Simply, Shadavan labhate jnanam tat para samatendriya jnana labha param shantim acharena digachati. Faithful person is absorbed in transcendental knowledge and is subdued his senses, quickly attains its supreme transcendental peace. Agyas chasridanas cha samshayatma vinashati nanyam loka na parona sukham samshayatmanaha. But ignorance and faithless persons who doubt the revealed scriptures go to ruin and perish. For the doubting soul, there is happiness neither in this world nor in the next. Yoga sanyasta karmanam jnana samchina samshayam atmavantam nibandanti atmavantam nikarmani nibandanti dananjaya. One who renounces the results of his work, who's situated in transcendental knowledge, whose doubts have been destroyed by transcendental knowledge, is situated firmly in this faction in the self, thus he is not bound by the reactions of work, O conqueror of riches. So one who acts in devotional service, renouncing the fruits of his actions, and whose doubts have been destroyed by transcendental knowledge, is situated factually in the self, thus he is not bound by the reactions of work, O conqueror of riches. Tasmar agana sambhutam ritstam jnana minaha chidvayanam samshayam yogam atishto tishta bharata. Therefore, the doubts which have arisen in your heart out of ignorance should be slashed with the weapon of knowledge, armed with yoga, O Bharata, stand and fight. Not with the devotees, though. Right. So I'll stop there. Thank you. Any questions or comments? Yes. Microphone.
I'm thinking that, like the Lord says, that he reveals himself to the one he chooses. So here he's in a sense, he's there in front of Lord Brahma in the form of Vishnu. But then, like you said, Brahma didn't appreciate it all.
Krishna is in front of him, but you have to have the qualification to experience Krishna too. I mean, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is right in front of us. Most of us aren't rolling on the ground when we see him in ecstasy. It's because Krishna is there, but he hasn't revealed himself fully to us.
But then I'm thinking that in Brahma Samhita, Lord Brahma is glorified alone.
Different Brahma. There are different Brahmas. Brahma Samhita was a different Brahma. There are so many Brahmas. That Brahma was a different Kalpa. Anything else? Yes.
You mentioned this example of Daksha who asked for unlimited sex. How can we understand that such an exalted personality is Lord Vishnu, and he probably has some knowledge that he should ask for some...
No, that's his service. He was a Prajapati. So his service was to propagate the universe. It wasn't just illicit sex, uncontrolled sex. It was for the purpose of doing his service as a Prajapati. Otherwise, Krishna doesn't come and give such a benediction to ordinary people. He's daksha undergoing great austerity for many, many years. But he was also somewhat attached to the material entity, therefore he got that benediction. But in service. Anything else? Hwala, Grandharaj, Srimad Bhagavatam, Ki Jai.